KSRN News, I'm John Scott. The White House is disputing allegations of religious intolerance stemming from a flap over Easter. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The Trump campaign, Republican officials, and some religious conservatives blasted the White House when President Biden proclaimed March 31st as Transgender Day of Visibility. This year, Easter Sunday fell on the same date, and that outraged Biden critics. House Speaker Johnson said the White House betrayed the central tenet of Easter. But the president said he didn't do that, and White House officials say Mr. Biden would never abuse his Christian faith. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Donald Trump's anti-immigrant rhetoric is resonating with key voters. President Biden needs to win re-election. Jennifer King has more.
When it comes to problems at the U.S.-Mexico border, Biden portrays it as a policy dispute that Congress can fix. But a recent AP poll found 40% of Democrats and 73% of Hispanic adults disapprove of how Biden is handling border security. Rudy Menchaca, an Eagle Pass bar owner, is the type of Hispanic voter Biden is counting on. He says despite the rhetoric, he's been warming towards Trump because problems at the border are hurting business. Jennifer King, Washington.
An Israeli airstrike destroying the consular section of Iran's embassy in Damascus. The Iranian Arabic language state television says the strike killed Iranian military advisor General Ali Reza Zadi. Zadi previously led the Iranian elite forces in Lebanon and Syria. United Airlines asking its pilots to take time off in May because the airline isn't getting as many new planes from Boeing as it expected. The request is voluntary. Manufacturing problems are running rampant at Boeing. The Dow is down 264 points, the NASDAQ off 4. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in the federal courts.
The Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that a private religious school's tax-exempt status does not constitute, quote, federal financial assistance, and therefore does not place that school under the requirements of federal anti-discrimination law. At issue is Title IX, which transgender activists are trying to use to advance their agenda. If churches and Christian schools were to accept federal aid, they would be subject to Title IX. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorism leading to food insecurity in the Democratic Republic of Congo. International Christian Concern reports that roughly 25% of the population faces hunger and malnutrition, in part because of ongoing violence in that country. The United Nations has declared the DRC to be the least food-secure country on Earth, and the government there seems incapable of solving the problem. This is SRN News. Most of California's fast food workers making at least $20 per hour.
A new law mandating the minimum wage increase for fast food employees effective Monday. The increase has been cheered by workers and unions who say it will provide a livable wage. But some business owners say it will cause them to raise their prices or simply lay off workers. California's minimum wage for most other jobs has doubled to $16 per hour over the last decade. Jason Walker reporting.
Work crews continue to clean up after a train derailment in central Oklahoma overturned 22 rail cars carrying gravel but did not result in any injuries. Saturday afternoon's derailment occurred just east of Davenport, which is located about 50 miles northeast of Oklahoma City. There was a minor fuel leak from one of the locomotives. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.